This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ashley Carr. A Missouri labor union is challenging Governor Nixon's veto of a bill that allows employers to deny contraception coverage based on religious beliefs. The Greater Kansas City Coalition of Labor Union Women is seeking a preliminary injunction within the next few days regarding the new law. The labor union's lawyer, Edward Keenan, says he's prepared to take the law to the state Supreme Court.
Anything that attacks workers' right to access health care is going to be met firmly and swiftly by the labor movement, and we're ready to challenge every aspect of this bill.
The law sponsor, St. Louis County Republican Senator John Lamping, says during the veto session that this bill makes clear an employer cannot be forced to pay for an employee's services that they do not agree with. Columbia Public Schools are implementing a program that brings more male role models into the school environment. The new program is called the Males on Duty Squad, or MOD Squad. These male volunteers serve as crossing guards and play with students during recess and lunch. Shepherd Elementary Principal Jackie Ward says the largely female faculty introduced the program to fulfill students' need for positive male role models.
They do add that other component that females aren't able to. So that father figure role is huge. And when they go out at recess, you know, they're helping keep the kids safe, but they're also interacting in a playful way.
Ward says many students who attend Shepherd do not have father figures in their lives. She says the male volunteers have developed relationships with students and encouraged them to take on different leadership roles. University of Missouri officials are warning football fans to watch out for fake tickets to the games. Police say hundreds of fake tickets were detected at last Saturday's game against Georgia. A spokesman for the Missouri Athletic Department says a review of ticket scanners after the game found 400 missed scans. Captain Brian Weimer of the MU Police Department says the tickets look and feel like real tickets. Columbia has been named one of the 100 best communities for young people by a national organization. KBIA's Erica Vandenhuten has this.
Each year, America's Promise Alliance awards communities that provide excellent service to their youth and work to reduce dropout rates. Ryan Worley is the coordinator of Youth Community Coalition in Columbia and helped nominate Columbia for the award. He says the recognition captures the work done by many youth organizations throughout the city. He says that unity toward a common goal sets Columbia apart.
And one of the things that Columbia, I think, is advanced in is that I think Columbia agencies are more and more aware that it's not just about any one agency. You know, we can't do it by ourselves. Things that we hope to accomplish, the things we aspire to, are much bigger than any one organization.
As part of the award, the city received a $2,500 grant for its youth organizations. Worley says that the funding will be discussed among the coalition and other local youth organizations and will be spent where they see the biggest needs. He says the award is not a stopping point.
I think it's kind of a finger pointing forward to say we've done good, we're going in a good direction, but we have more work to go. We got to keep looking forward and keep working together to make sure that we have continued success.
The award also commended the Soul House and Rainbow House for Homeless Youth and the Youth in Action Project. Erica Vandenhuten, KBIA News.
The Columbia Hospitality Association says it's concerned with the proposed lodging tax increase. The tax, which would increase current lodging taxes by 3-7%, would help fund improvements to the terminal at Columbia Regional Airport. President of CHA, Heather Hargrove, says that bearing the burden of restructuring or building a new airport terminal is not fair to other industries, the lodging industry in particular. Hargrove says it's wrong to think that this tax would not affect people of Columbia.
It does affect those that live in Columbia, despite what you hear about it being a tax that's just paid by outsiders, those coming to visit our town. That is not the case.
She says that the CHA would support a 1% tax increase, but funding through the Federal Aviation Administration would be ideal. For KBIA News, I'm Ashley Carr.